This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So a lot of it is about how the world's going to treat you, but what do you intend to do with the world around you? And, you know, one of the things I always tell people is that no dhikr, no remembrance can protect you from bad intentions. You can't say a remembrance, a dhikr, and then have bad intentions and then expect that the dhikr is going to cover your intentions. The remembrance has to be an expression of what you long for and desire in your heart, which is what we talked about with Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So as you open your door and you said, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, what's your intention for the world? I want you to visualize what the Prophet ﷺ mentioned here. Two different narrations. One of them is that throughout the day, you're going to have an angel on your head that's going to have reins, hakama, reins on your head, the way that a horse has reins on it. On top of that, you're going to have a banner as you carry out throughout the day. They're two separate narrations, but they're very profound and they speak to the intention that we have. The Prophet ﷺ said that no person leaves the home except that there's a shaitan and an angel both waiting with a banner in their hand. If a person does or intends what Allah loves for the day, then the angel follows that person with a banner over his head for the rest of the day. And that person does not relinquish that banner over their head until they return home. So subhanAllah, you desired to do good today. You wanted to stay engaged with that which is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that angel carries that banner over your head throughout the day, that you are a person that is out there for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another person has a shaitan, a devil carrying a banner over their head, that this is a person that is out to carry evil in the world today. So that's one thing, you've got the banner. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the angel's reins. The Prophet ﷺ said that no human being leaves the house except that there is an angel over your head with the reins. If you are humble, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels to raise those reins. So Allah says, raise his reins. Now, of course, the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever humbles themselves to their Lord, Allah raises them, their Lord elevates them. So this is the implication of that, that the angel raises your head and that raising your rank. So it's not like your posture is going to get better as you're walking because the angel would have raised your head, but raises you in a spiritual way that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet ﷺ said, if he is arrogant, then Allah tells the angel to lower his rank. So the angel pulls your head down spiritually once again, so that you are humiliated, because the one who shows pride is humiliated in the sight of God. So as you're walking out today or every day and you're making that dhikr, you're stating that remembrance, don't just state that remembrance, refresh your intention, renew your intention to do good in the world and renew it throughout the day so that you can maintain that humility for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah makes you amongst those that proceed under the banner of His love, and Allah makes you amongst those that are raised in honor by the angel that He's put on your head.